18 small children were living in the Little Prince's Children's Home near Kathmandu in Nepal. Connor Grennan's job as a volunteer was to take care of those children and teach them English.
I was really worried about it because I had never really spent much time with children before. But as soon as I kind of got into their world, I just really enjoyed it. We became very, very close by the end of my time there.
That's why Grennan decided to return to Nepal in 2006 as the civil war ended. Then he discovered that those little children were not orphans.
All these children had parents. They weren't orphans at all. These children had been actually taken because their parents feared that they would be abducted by the rebels. And the parents actually paid these traffickers to take them, not knowing that the traffickers were intending to sell their children. They thought they were taking the children to protect them.
The children had been sold and then abandoned.
There were so many children, probably 15,000 children, that were affected by this problem.
Grennan became an advocate for those children. In his memoir, Little Princes, he explains why.
It's amazing how a problem can really come to life when you get to know the people who are victims of these problems.
To help raise awareness, find lost kids in Nepal, and reunite them with their families, Grennan established a non-profit group, Next Generation Nepal, in Kathmandu. Nancy Wong has been a volunteer there since last August.
I basically give up my life in the U.S., and I feel like I need to go to Nepal to join your group and really try to make a difference for these trafficked children.
Wong says reuniting the children with their families is a process.
So the first step is, of course, rescuing them from exploitation, securing them into our transit homes. So we do that in partnership with the government of Nepal.
The second step is searching for the biological family.
So the first step is, of course, rescuing them from exploitation, securing them into our transit homes. So we do that in partnership with the government of Nepal. One example is recently we reconnected a girl who has been separated from her family since she was 2 years old. We had no real name. We had no idea even which part of Nepal she's from. But our fantastic reintegration managers just guessed from her facial features that she's approximately from this area and literally went from village to village, from bus stops to tea shops to restaurants, asking for any clue. And finally, after a few months, we found her uncle.
Even after lost children are reunited with their biological families, NGN's mission continues.
If everything goes well, we monitor the progress to make sure they are integrating themselves well and still going to school and are not being exploited at home.
Connor Grennan says child trafficking in Nepal is part of a bigger problem.
There's the sexual trafficking, there's the labor trafficking, there's the trafficking we see in Nepal. There has to be some kind of, I believe, external pressure on the government to take these seriously and to start looking at policies that can really combat these problems effectively.
Grennan says he wrote the memoir not only to help raise awareness about child trafficking, but to show that anyone can make a difference. For producer Faiza El-Masri, I'm Carol Pearson, VOA News.